Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, December 24, 2020, and I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Steve Brown is on vacation today. Our top stories today: final endgame for Brexit, China goes after big tech, Santa rally in the works. Leading today's news: the Grinch who stole Brexit. After 9 months of protracted negotiations, the EU and Britain went into the late hours of the night finalizing what would be a historic post-Brexit trade deal. This is just 1 week before the UK would crash out of the bloc's single market. The full legal text and details are likely to be released this morning and would include provisions for zero tariffs or quotas on all goods, as well as protect cooperation in areas like aviation, transport, security, and energy. Sterling has rallied on the news and is up about 0.8% at the time of this writing to $1.36. Now, the deal is still being called thin, but it could provide the base on which the two sides rebuild relations. Remember, it's been more than 4 years since the UK voted to leave the European Union. This deal could also restore the standing of UK investment. The average level of British exposure in global equity funds has recently fallen to an all-time low of 5.8%. That's compared to almost 9% at the start of 2016, before Brexit. China goes after its biggest tech company. The country's top market regulator is launching an investigation into Alibaba. This is just 1 month after stopping its sister company, Ant Group, from going public in what would have been the world's largest IPO. The State Administration for Market Regulation is looking into suspected monopolistic behavior by Alibaba, such as forcing merchants to sell exclusively on its own platform. Now, this news caused shares of Alibaba to slump over 7% in the pre-market. Beijing has in recent months increased its scrutiny of local tech groups, but this has been the most aggressive action of regulators so far. Is a Santa rally in the works? Stock traders will get some time off for Christmas Eve today, with the market closing early at 1 p.m. Eastern. But futures are pointing to slight gains for those sticking around in the holiday shortened session. Christmas Eve markets are typically far quieter trading sessions, with volumes about one-third of a normal day. That's according to data from FactSet, going back to 2017. Some more historical data to throw at you: the S&P 500 has averaged a 0.5% gain on Christmas Eve. That's according to Dow Jones market data. And there is some talk that this could mark the beginning of a Santa Claus rally, which is the tendency for stocks to rise over the last five trading days of December and the first two trading sessions of January. Breaking ties with Republican-led Senate. Congressional Republicans are facing high-stakes decisions in the coming days over two major pieces of bipartisan legislation that were snubbed by the White House. President Trump vetoed the $740 billion annual defense policy bill, which did not include a provision to repeal Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. That would have created a commission to study renaming military bases that were named for Confederate officials. A day earlier, he expressed discontent with the latest coronavirus relief package due to the funding that's headed overseas and the undersized direct payments. Now, both of these bills have veto-proof majorities, but the response from GOP leaders could affect the outcome of the January 5th Georgia runoff elections that could determine control of the Senate for the next 2 years. Square may diversify with Jay-Z. Bloomberg is reporting that Square's Jack Dorsey has discussed a potential deal with Jay-Z for music streaming rights Tidal, which the rapper and music mogul acquired for $56 million in early 2015. Tidal has struggled to keep pace with rival streaming services, and Jay-Z even put his songs back on Spotify last year. SolarWinds hack ongoing. A sprawling cyber attack that used SolarWinds as a springboard is still, quote, impacting enterprise networks across federal, state, and local governments, as well as critical infrastructure entities and other private sector organizations. So says the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in an alert posted on its website. The agency goes on, this threat actor has the resources, patience, and expertise to gain access to and privileges over highly sensitive information if left unchecked, discontinuing affected devices as described in Required Action 2 of the ED is the only known mitigation measure currently available, end quote. SolarWinds shares have been volatile over the past week and tumbled by about 32% since the attack was first reported on December 13th. In today's market, pre-market, we are looking at a higher open on Wall Street. Dow futures are up about 0.2%. The S&P up 0.3%. NASDAQ up almost 0.4%. Gold is flat. Crude oil is down about 0.8%. In Asia, we had Japan about 0.5% higher. Hong Kong slightly higher. China lower. And India was up about 1.1%. In Europe at midday, London is flat. Paris is flat. Frankfurt, the DAX, is up about 1.3%. The 10-year Treasury yield is down about 1 basis point to 94 basis points, so about flat. On today's economic calendar, we have the money supply at 4:30 p.m. and Fed balance sheet also at 4:30 p.m. Remember, the New York Stock Exchange closes early at 1 p.m. That's all for today. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it. Your feedback is greatly appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.